all chant Om now. I will talk to you all now on Vedanta. Vedanta literally means the end, the conclusion, or culmination of the Vedas. It is comprised of Upanishads. It deals with the transcendental science of the self or Brahma Vidya. The ancient seers and sages have expressed their realization in glowing language, in rhetoric and emphatic terms. All these experiences have been collected in the form of Upanishads or Jnana Kand, the knowledge portion of the Vedas. The Upanishads and Brahma Sutras are the most authoritative works on Vedanta. Upon this intricate text, numerous voluminous complicated commentaries by several great teachers of different schools of philosophy have been written. They are extremely difficult and very lengthy works, and the language also is difficult, Sanskrit. Therefore, to give a clear understanding of the basic principles of Vedanta philosophy in an easy and simple manner, I will give you today a few lessons which present the truths and the details of Vedanta in a way that can be understood and remembered by all without any difficulty. Vedanta expounds the true nature of the self, declares that Brahman, the Supreme Self alone, is real, the world and the diverse phenomena are unreal, and the individual soul is identical with the Supreme Soul. Vedanta is a science of reality. Vedanta imparts to you the supreme knowledge of that, by knowing which everything else is known. Vedanta is a philosophy which boldly declares that there is only one common consciousness of self, same in a king and a peasant, and an ant and a dog, a man and a woman, a cobbler and a scavenger. Vedanta speaks of one Atman, Brahman or Self, which exists in the past, present and the future, which has no beginning, middle or end, which is a support of everything and which is an embodiment of wisdom, peace and bliss. A correct understanding of Vedanta raises a poor man and a helpless man to the magnanimous heights of splendor. There is no security or happiness to be found in the fleeting objects of the world. Vedanta gives real inner spiritual strength and eradicates ignorance, the root cause for all human sufferings. Vedanta is the direct royal road to the domain of unalloyed felicity and supreme abode of immortality and eternal bliss. Vedanta gives hope to the hopeless, strength to the weak, joy to the depressed, and makes you absolutely fearless and shows the way to attain freedom. Vedanta is a magnetic healing balm for the wounded and afflicted in the dreadful battlefield of this dire samsara of phenomenal existence. It confers immortality and eternal bliss. Your wife might divorce you if you have no money. Your father might leave you if you do not earn enough. Your friends might desert you if you are in the role of unemployment. The world will not respect you if you are clad in rags. People will shun you if you are suffering from TB or any incurable disease. Such is the nature of this transient world. O Ram, a correct knowledge of Vedanta lifts a man at once to the status of an emperor of emperors, even though he is clad in rags and is despised by the world. O you deluded BAs and MAs, do not waste your life in seeing the wanted columns of daily newspapers. Do not waste your time in writing, being given to understand there is a vacancy in your office. I beg to apply myself as a candidate for the same. As for my qualifications, I have struggled 6 times in my BA. I beg of you to consider my case. I remind your obedient servant, Mr. So-and-so. O Ram, are you not ashamed to cringe before the frail man? Kill this beggarly attitude. Do not lower yourself for the sake of a few hundred rupees. Strive to know the essential nature, then the wealth of all the worlds will belong to you. You will be above all wants. What do we find in this world? Ignorant men and women waste their energy and lose their health by indulging in sensual pleasures. Then they go to the doctor and spend money to buy vitamins A, B, C, D, E. Take the potent Vedantic vitamin, the Vedantic cure all vitamin. It cures the disease of ignorance. It removes fear, lust and greed, and generates knowledge of Atman. O Ram, take this vitamin prepared in the laboratory of sages and saints. Give up this identification of the perishable body. Give up I-ness and mindness. Do not hate anyone. Do not try to exploit anybody, for he is your own self. The same self exists in all. That self is a real immortal entity, that the word, Tattvamasi. Mind is a dividing principle. It dupes you. It tempts and deludes you. It creates all these differences and diversity. It makes you say, oh, she is my wife. He is my son, that is my house, I am great. Who is equal to me? He is below me in rank and position. I should not talk to him. Kill this mischievous mind, O Ram. Control the senses which drag you out to the external objects. Fix the mind in the source. Rise above the body and mind. Learn to discriminate between real and unreal, self and not self. Identify yourself with the immortal, non-dual, self-existent, self-luminous essence. You are not this perishable body. O Ram, how long you want to remain in this cage of flesh? When are you going to give up attachment for this mortal fleshy body? O Ram, how long you want to be scorched in the fire of samsara? When are you going to break this never-ending cycle of birth and death? You are struggling like the blind man who was unable to come out of his room. Have you heard the story? A certain blind man was shut up in a room with a small trap door. The blind man has severe itching all over the body. He wanted to get out of the room somehow. He tried his level best to get at the small trap door. He caught hold of the wall slowly, moved about on all sides, and tried to feel the door. Look at the funny part of it. He would have severe itching sensation and would begin to scratch severely whenever he is about to get at the door. Thus he tried several times, but always failed owing to the scratching. He missed. He would feel the wall, scratch the skin, and miss the door. This was the cycle. Similarly, you are shut up in this fleshy room. O Ram, you also get constant itching of the senses and involved in sensual gratification. You are not able to, as a consequence, to get out of this room, the physical body, the eternal samsara chakra walls. You are caught up in this wheel of birth and death. Remove the itching of the senses by the application of strong caustic and antiseptic. Tama, self-restraint, come out of this cage. Arise awake, stop not, strive hard, purify, concentrate, reflect, meditate. Meditate, meditate, O Ram. Ceaselessly meditate and realize the Atman, the all-pervading self. The immortal essence, the real friend, is within you, shining in your heart, and enjoy the bliss eternal. Now hear the song.